Isn't life so amazing? Sometimes it can get crazy, but hey, that's okay.
Hi, everyone. It's another great day here in my insane mental brain. Today I want to talk to you about cognitive overload. Oh my gosh. I went to the creative work hour this morning. Couldn't get my Zoom to function properly. Drove me nuts. And then there were some other things that I really wanted to do that I guess I wasn't listening because I was focusing on trying to fix the other thing and didn't attend so that I could ask the question, how do I fix the other thing? Everything I was touching just seemed to go wrong, and I was getting more angry and more angry, and that's just not really me. I usually think, well, you know, it is what it is, and I can fix this, and I go looking for answers. Not this morning. I was kind of glad that my old desktop could not be picked up and actually moved around, or it might have ended up going over my balcony. I'm not sure. It could have happened. So what do you do when you get like that? That's the question. So I stopped, sat back in my chair, and went, what the heck am I doing? So I went, took a shower, did all the showerly things, all the way while in the shower, chewing and chewing and chewing. I think today what I'm going to do is clean my apartment. Because as I said yesterday, I was gone for 8 days, and maybe that was adding to my cognitive overload. I don't know. So I'm going to, actually what I really want to do is just sit in my damn chair and knit and get Christmas presents made. But that's not going so well either. And I'm getting frustrated, and my simple joys are even frustrating me. So I need to take a relax. Maybe I'll do some chair yoga. That could help. I have no idea, ladies. All I know is if you're going through this today too, we're not alone. If you have your own thoughts or anything that could really help that works for you, share it with the world. So I'm really hoping that we can get together and talk about this. And how, do you ask? Every time you use a hashtag on social media, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever, you're creating a community. So let's do that. Let's use the hashtag #MyInsaneMentalBrain and let's talk. Let's support each other. Let's share how we cope and let's share our experiences. The most important part of this podcast is to remind myself and everyone else that we're not alone. I was talking with some people the other day about how really not that much is known or taught in medical school about menopause and the female physiology. And I follow a couple of doctors whose names, of course, I can't remember at the moment on TikTok, who are experiencing the same thing. And they're sharing new studies that are coming out. They're talking about hormone replacement therapies. They're talking about other therapies. It's really important to understand and to do the research, but we want to make sure that we're getting the information that's correct and actually applies to us, whether it's mental health, whether it's weight loss, whether it's overall physical health, whether it's coping strategies, any of that. We need to know we're getting good information. So if you have some sources that you want to share, please post them, add that tag. Let's become a community. Let's go forth and be a little crazy.
Try our best to